The Jewish hospital opened in Tiraspol in the early 20th century. A site on the eastern outskirts of the city was set aside for its construction. It occupied half of the block between Bazarnaya Street and Pokrovskaya Street. The building itself was a one-story, stone building with almost 30 different rooms. The ceiling height reached 4 meters 20 centimeters, e, 2 sazens, and the total area of the building according to a certificate of the BTI, in 1957, was almost 1,000 square meters. The hospital provided qualified medical care and was initially run by the oldest physician in Tiraspol, Fiftovich Iger. But due to his busyness in the position of town physician, physician Bilinkis was invited to the position of head of the hospital. There were fruit trees and maples in the hospital garden. Unlike, for example, the Jewish hospital building in Odessa, the Tiraspol building had a medical purpose only before the revolution. In the 1950s, it belonged to the housing department and was rented free of charge from the military, K of the Tiraspol garrison. In 1966, the building was demolished due to the reconstruction of this part of town. According to the recollections of old residents, the demolition was difficult because it was built in a major way, the walls were up to 80 centimeters thick. Sverdlova Lane now runs through the territory of the former Jewish hospital, with a university building and a cafe nearby.